Good morning, Bucknutters. You don't hear the theme song just yet because I wanted to address something before we get started. Those of you who have been on the site recently know we lost a longtime friend and contributor to the site, Gary Hastu, over the weekend. Gary fought a long and valiant battle with cancer. He was an unbelievable Buckeye fan, unbelievable asset to the site who has been here from the jump. Our serious condolences go out to Gary's family. He was a true Buckeye people. The site won't be the same without Gary. Our hearts are heavy. Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long is here. His dogs are hopefully quiet. Dwayne, how goes it?
Yeah, good luck with that. They're all wound up about something this morning. I think there's a rabbit in the yard, so you might hear from them, Buckeye Nation.
I mentioned that because they were messing about during pregame. We will take care of it. First, Ohio State added a very familiar name to the fold, Dublin Kaufman, class of 2023 defensive lineman Will Smith Jr., son of the all-time great Buckeye, verbally committed to Ohio State. This was not much of a surprise. He had added a ton of offers, but I think we all felt like if Ohio State got in the mix, he'd pull the trigger. He did. Your thoughts on the addition of this name?
The kid's just a football player. You know, he does not have the ideal measurables, the prototype size and everything, but he gets it done out there. And, you know, we have to look at our recent success with these guys who are not ideal sized. And he's still got time to grow, but the kid just, he's great with his hands. He's got that burst, that explosion. There's not a lot, you know, if he were bigger, he would be a national top 10 lineman.
If I know your dad played in the league, I'm more likely to give you a shot. I think it's become very clear that there is some link between how good these guys' parents were and how they are. Will, I have total optimism that he'll blossom into a legitimate player. We've been told the comparison is Michael Bennett. I'll take it. Michael Bennett was a major contributor here. Great guy, draft pick of the Jaguars. My hopes are high for Will Smith. I'm not sure he's going to be the show up and dominate type, but I'd be very surprised if Will Smith does not turn into a productive starter here by the time he leaves. Speaking of which, and speaking of in-state Ohio linemen, Luke Montgomery is a name we've all heard many times. He is a fantastic lineman in the state. We know his younger brother, Ryan, is an emerging quarterback prospect. But here's what we also know, and there'll be some information on this in the boarding house today. Luke Montgomery is the first real Michigan-Ohio State battle since maybe Zach Harrison. Can you give us an idea of how vital you think it is to get Luke Montgomery and what you think of him as a prospect?
You know, they just beat us on the field. And then you've got the matter of, you know, the one thing that has been absolute in this Ohio State, Michigan, the beatdown we've been putting on for years is we have out-recruited them so badly. They have not been competitive in the recruiting wars, so they weren't going to be competitive on the football field. You've got to have the talent. And this kid, he's a two-way lineman. He's athletic as hell. He's relentless. I think penciling him in as an offensive lineman is definitely premature. If you watch his film, you see a better defensive lineman, and why not take him as a defensive lineman, worry about him switching over to offense later. Take him now. He gets off blocks. He runs people down. He's relentless. He's got really outstanding defensive tackle size. Just take him as a defensive lineman and worry about, you know, that he might end up on offense later. Don't worry about it.
He's from up close to the border, so there's always a little bit of fear when it comes to that. I do have to just assume that Ohio State will pull this off. Luke was actually in Columbus this past weekend. met with Justin Fry and things went really well. So optimism is high that they will pull this off. I really don't think Michigan still has the chops come in and straight up punch them out, but we will see. Here's a name you're going to want to know. Speaking of in-state must-gets, if you have a day and you're an Ohioan, when you add, let's say, five Power Five offers, you can assume the Buckeyes are going to need you, and they were there first. Malik Hartford, class of 2023, defensive back out of Lakota West. You'll see him listed as an athlete. He's about a 6'3", pushing 200-pound safety secondary menace at this point. He added offers from Notre Dame, Tennessee, and Michigan yesterday. Ohio State offered early in the week. But here's what's interesting. His first offer came from Cincinnati, which normally wouldn't be, I don't think, as much of a distraction or pull, but it's Kerry Combs, and that's a team that made the playoff, and it's his hometown team. Your thoughts on Malik Hartford and the idea that we may have to go through Kerry Combs to get him?
He's one of those few guys that come along every year, fall into the must-have category. He is perfect, perfect as one of the three safeties in Coach Knoll's defense. Sit him back there and just let him roam and hit people. He hits a ton. Athlete, yes, he's an athlete, but he's not going to play offense. This is the football mentality, defensive back. Come up and put some hurt on somebody. Breaks on the ball great. Reads the game great. He's got that length. You look at the size, say, could he grow into a linebacker? I don't think so. I don't think so in Coach Knoll's defense, especially. They're going to keep him back there, and that's nothing but a good thing. This is a kid. We have to get him. I believe he may stay fascinated because of the connection, you know, with Combs in Cincinnati. It could be they could throw some roadblocks up, but I just don't see kids starting to take Cincinnati over Ohio State. I don't care who the coaches are. And this kid, they can tell him, you are going to be in the two deep the moment you sign your letter of intent. He's special, Buckeye Nation. Keep that name in mind. This is a kid that you got to see in scarlet and gray. We have not recruited well at safety for some time. We have not. And this kid is as good as come out of Ohio in what? Oh, my goodness. I'd have to sit and think about it.
You probably have to go back to Glenville.
Dan, you probably have to.
Christian Bryant.
You have to. That's the first thing jumped into my mind is back when Ted Ginn Eric was Smith. Still. Yeah, you know, those kind of guys. That he's a elite on another level here in the state. It's a position of great need. We got to get this kid.
I think you can tell from Dwayne's passion there that Malik Hartford will be a common topic on this show. Let's hope we do a commitment story on him here soon. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk a little more national recruiting.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
All right, we are back. For those of you that listen to Thursday's show with Steve Wolf on, I can tell you right now, topic number one will be the commitment of Jackson Arnold from Denton Geyer in Texas to Oklahoma. He was Ohio State's number one quarterback on the board, and as of right now, it doesn't look like he'll be entering the fold, but I digress. One guy Ohio State, you can tell, really, really wants is defensive back A.J. Harris. Now, speaking of Kerry Combs, he was all over the recruitment and really had developed a great relationship with AJ during his time when Combs was still here. Combs has done the same at Cincinnati, if you feel a theme occurring here. The new staff Ohio State has all been down there. Tim Walton was just down there and will be back. You've seen AJ Harris. Do you think he's worth all the trouble?
Oh, yeah. Guy's worth a scholarship just to return kicks. He's really, you want to talk about athlete. He's big. He's 6'1" or so. And he's got the speed that, you know, you just don't expect out of a guy that size. Watch him in the open field. Like I said, just watch him return kicks. Yeah, this, I can see where all the fuss is. This is getting back to more getting elite cornerbacks in here. And he is a corner. He's not going to be a safety. He's going to be a corner. Did it a couple of years ago with Jakalen Johnson and Jordan Hancock and Burke. We brought a really outstanding group in 2 years ago, and this is a continuation of that. Got to keep them. We're losing them quickly. We developed defensive backs. We sent them to the show. Well, that means then you got to replace them. And we didn't there for a few years, and we saw it. A couple of back-to-back years where our defensive backfield was like, what the heck? So, this kid is really outstanding. Like I said, just to return kicks, he would be worth it.
Yeah, I think you can see that, you know, next year, if you look at the talent on the defense, they've rebuilt the defensive line. But I think as we all watched the playoff and saw the teams that advanced, we just weren't athletic or fast or strong enough from about the bullet position up through safety. Getting guys like this in the secondary will get them a long way towards getting back in the mix and then being able to compete. Because I think we all saw in the playoffs that might have been good. We weren't there. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.